Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. We're now into the second hour of this worldwide broadcast on this Friday, the 13th, 2006. For stations that just joined us, we have Mr. Stahl with us, David Stahl, who is running for the state Senate here in Texas. And it is very important that we get him elected, again, no matter where you live in the country, because he has an effective program. He's mounted an effective program to get the majority now of the counties to join his organization, many of them now to start passing resolutions against hijacking, literally hijacking. It'd be like if the mafia, which is what it is, came in and paid off a politician to just say sign over the city hall to them. And then they started charging the citizens even to come in. They're taking the existing roads. They're handing it over to a foreign Spanish company. They're going to put tracker chips in the inspection stickers, taxes, traces, give us tickets, point to point. The more I learn about this, it is a nightmare system. And then I get a ticket last week. They tell me, that's your second ticket. You've now got 6 points. And they give me this little notice that I'm going to be charged hundreds, in some cases thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. It can be upwards of $3,000 a year for the, 4 or 5 years while you have your license, being renewed, just because you've been speeding. And guess where the money goes? They told the public it went to help people in trauma centers. And it's a law that they do that, but I went and found news articles where they're actually violating the law, and 49% of the money already goes to the Trans-Texas Corridor control grid. But now it's even more of it going to other programs like that and not even to the trauma center. So the cop feels real good while he's adding this whole new layer of the bureaucracy out there enforcing this on you. He thinks he's helping, you know, children in trauma centers. And, of course, it's total propaganda because we now have a criminal system completely out of control. Mr. Stahl, it's good to have you in here with us.
Pleasure being here with you.
You bet. Now, there's so many facets. There's so many facets to this, and we're going to go to break here in just a minute. And some stations don't even carry this section of the show. So we'll basically have to repeat whatever else comes up after that. But I want today to try to get into different layers in our society. That this will affect the private property that we talked about on the phone when you were on with us a few weeks ago, how it affects our privacy, how it then affects our sovereignty as a state. Because there's so many different wrinkles to this, and I want people to understand this is one of the central things that we should be concerned with. This is one of the most important things that faces our communities, our families, our society, because this is not privatization. This is just like Russia, where the six oligarchs pay off the government and are handed control of the entire economy. And that's not free market. In fact, it's not even really fascism. It's just kind of a king rat, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome dictatorship by a select group. And this is going in nationwide. This is happening now all over the country. So I hope that listeners out there will record this, write down websites, pay particular attention to all of it, because these toll roads are really one of the major crown jewels of this entire program. So when we get back, we will cover it in detail. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, all of them have links right now to the Corridor Watch website and also the Stahl for Senate website. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
David Stahl joins me in studio, and I had heard from folks who had seen him speak down in Gonzales when he was there getting that city and then that county to go against this international takeover of our roads, that the people that were really impressed, I mean, our educated audience that really knows the nature of this whole globalization that is taking place. And then I had a chance to spend many hours on the Corridor Watch website. So again, this isn't just about toll roads. It isn't just about transponders. It's about tracking, taxation, loss of sovereignty, a whole host of issues. And David, thank you so much for joining us.
Nice to be here.
I appreciate it. For people listening all around the country, because I think you're an exceptional person. I mean, you've gotten the majority of the counties to join you in a very short time. You're getting something done. I feel like a slave. I get very angry at these toll roads. I get very angry at all the things that are happening. I want people to do something. I've gone to the Capitol and beat legislation and lobbied and done things in the past. And I'm not even saying I'm some special person. I'm doing my duty. But I can't do it all. We need, you know, good Americans to pick an issue and engage it. And I can't think of a more important facet of this whole changing of America, you know, for the worse, right, that needs to be fought than this. So for the listeners, tell us just a brief history about David Stahl, your awakening, how you realized what was happening, and then give us a synopsis of what these toll roads and the Trans-Texas NAFTA highway really is.
All right. Well, you know, I thought I knew how government operated. I've been in local government for 30 years. I thought I understood the Constitution. I thought I understood the Bill of Rights. I thought I knew what our freedoms and liberties were. And then I ran across this project called the Trans-Texas Corridor, and it first appeared to be a road project. It turned out it was nothing to do with transportation. It has to do with generating revenue. And the process that's being used to build the Trans-Texas Corridor is completely foreign. It's foreign to our former government, and it is literally foreign. It's the kind of project that's done in places like Malaysia, not in North America. And it's a monster project, and it touches just about every kind of freedom and liberty that we have, and it threatens it all. And it's not something that's off in the future. It's not something that's make-believe or a conspiracy theory. It is the law. They passed a bill here in the 78th legislature that put it in place and has created the Trans-Texas Corridor with no public input, with no oversight. It is now the official plan. And it's highways, it's toll roads, it's railroad, it's utilities, and it is a government grant of an absolute monopoly. And in the first instance, this monopoly is going to a foreign enterprise out of Madrid, Spain. And it's incredible that we're giving up public infrastructure and sovereignty to a foreign corporation. And they will have the right to rape, pillage, and plunder Texas for the next 50 to 70 years as a starting point. Often they say, well, it's limited to 50 years, as if 50 years was some finite period of time and everybody's crystal ball works very well and we know what 25 years from now will look like. And in this process, we are giving up not only things related to the corridor directly, but we're putting in there protections for this corporation.
We're giving it liability protection, just like the government has given now this vaccine protection to the drug companies that just goes across the board, and that's very dangerous. But I want to go back, because that's the second part of my question. I'm impressed by your credentials. I think that's why you've been so effective, wildly effective. I mean, you've done things, you know, the feds come in and lobby for years for bad things and can't get done what you've done with Texas that has the most counties of any state in the Union. I mean, there's so many of them, and of course, 20 plus million people in the state. You've already gotten the majority of the state on your side in just a year or so. So I want to go over, you know, you've been a police officer, you've been a city councilman, you are a city manager. Folks know I don't just kiss up people. I'm very impressed with you, Mr. Stahl.
I appreciate that. You know, the most powerful tool we have is the truth. And when you can point to documents that come from official sources and show that what you're saying is the truth, and that they have, and you tell people about it, and they can see they have been intentionally kept in the dark, they're shocked, and they're shocked into moving to action. And you know, the truth is a powerful tool. And I'll give you an example. We talked about the counties that we've got to pass official resolutions. Went to McLennan County, Waco, and I was given 15 minutes to talk to Commissioner's Court, and the county judge extended my time and extended my time and extended my time. I went for an hour. And when it was all through, they invited TxDOT to come in 2 weeks to debunk everything I said. And you know, TxDOT came in, and they brought in 9 people from Austin. And all they did was repeat the exact same things I said. They think it's good.
Now, we're using some acronyms and abbreviations. Texas Department of Transportation.
That's correct. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
And so it turns out that everything I said was accurate. They heard it from the state officials. And you know what? That county 2 weeks later passed a resolution opposing the Trans-Texas Corridor, and as they should. And so it's been an education process. And we're not out there just beating up people. The legislature passed this law, but the legislature is the only one that can change it. And so we're working to educate.
But this is one of those laws where they just say, we're giving this company and these people and these private boards carte blanche. I mean, you can't pass a law where you just go, we're making you viceroy, because this legislature doesn't have the imperial power to just give edicts of governorship to people.
Well, they've done it. They passed this law, and they've given all the power to the Texas Transportation Commission and appointed bodies, every member appointed by the same governor, and they have the ability to negotiate these contracts and agreements in secret, to sign them in secret with no oversight.
And then we can't even see the agreements as they're being implemented because it's a private company, and so now they've got the corporate private protection. That's insane.
It is insane. As a matter of fact, the Attorney General of Texas said it's a public document now that it's signed. It has to be released. and they're using Texas taxpayer money for the Department of Transportation to sue the Texas Attorney General to keep it secret.
David Stahl, do me a favor. Go over. David Stahl running for Texas Senate will tell you about the places and the websites and you know how to support him. His district runs from just south of Austin right down to Houston, very similar to Ron Paul's old district. At the federal level, just try to just give us the basics of what Corridor Watch has been able to do and the numbers of counties in the state, what you've been able to, how many you've gotten to sign up, how many have joined, how many have passed resolutions.
Okay, we've done an outreach. We have members in 174 counties out of 254 in Texas. We have 32 counties that have passed formal resolutions opposing the corridor. We have dozens of school districts and water boards and utility districts that have passed resolutions and cities that have passed resolutions opposing it, saying they don't want it. We lobbied the Republican Party of Texas, which is the party in power. Every statewide office holder is a Republican. It is now a standalone plank in the state party platform to repeal all authorization for the Trans-Texas Corridor. So the state party now opposes the corridor. The Texas Farm Bureau opposes the corridor. We have numerous associations and organizations statewide in Texas that are both urban and rural that oppose the corridor. There's the River of Trade Corridor Coalition, which are the cities. You know, you might think this is it's a rural issue and that rural Texas doesn't want this highway coming through farms and ranches. But the reality is large cities don't want it moved out there either. They've made huge investments in infrastructure for transportation, which drives the economy of urban centers. And these corridors don't go to any major cities. It bypasses all of the cities. It's not about driving the economy of existing communities. It's about creating a new economy, an economy that's controlled by the state and controlled by their concessionaire.
Well, it's the old royal model of they are going to give patronage to their little minions and you know the people who have curried their favor. It's similar to the Supreme Court ruling saying if a local land baron wants your property and he can openly go give contributions to your mayor, to your councils, or to the development board, regardless of conflict of interest, because in every case we've looked at, from Freeport, Texas, to New London, Connecticut, it's the people who are going to make the money off of it. And it's not just poor people having their houses taken. I mean, because this should scare you. It's bad when it happens to them, but it's really bad when it's somebody who's got a $44 million a year company like Western Seafood and down in Freeport. And they say, we're not going to pay you market value. We're going to take it, and you're going to give it to us because they're just setting the precedent. I mean, why won't they just pay him a little bit? It's taxpayer money anyway, so it'd be given for some yacht club. You know, why does the heir to the mobile fortune want to do this? They're doing it because they know it sets a precedent. And the thing about the New London, Connecticut ruling is that actually they're not even giving them fair market value. They condemn the houses and then say, we're going to give you lot value when the tax rolls show it's a $300,000 house. And with the lot even more, they go, we'll give you $65,000 for it. If you oppose us, then we're going to claim you owe us rent for the 5 years you fought us. So that's the thing here. It's part of this seamless move where if private groups come in and lobby your government, they will then sign over control to the private groups that then take on governmental power. It's like the LCRA is quasi-public-private. They got their own police department and SWAT teams and the rest of it. It's like all these little nation-state kingdoms are now being set up. And you're a city manager. Again, you have a unique perspective to comment on that.
Yeah, and they're being set up because they have political distance. They don't have the accountability to an electorate. You create an authority, and it's a standalone authority, and all the elected officials can say, gee, we don't have any ability to control what they do. And that's wrong. It is granting a fiefdom, exactly. And it's one thing if it's a public interest group and it has public elected officials behind it. It's quite another if it's a corporate entity or it's neither. It's really scary. Government has become the most threatening special interest that there is. I mean, it's government for the sake of government. It's the ability now to take land and generate revenue to build bigger and bigger government. Which is control. It's all about control. It's about money and control.
There's a lot I want to talk about, but can we specifically go through what we know about the toll roads themselves, and not even just the Trans-Texas Corridor, which is you know the funding mechanism in this? I mean, first they said 6,000 miles of toll roads. Now they say 8,000. There's 7,000 in the whole state. And I don't think people realize that there's going to be transponders in the inspection sticker. they say in the bill, the minute your insurance is up, the cops will swarm you. I have articles in England where they're already doing it. It says arrests per officer go up 10 times. Plus, we don't even need that. We need them out catching rapists and murderers, or my house gets broke in. I can't get cops over there, but they're all over the street giving people tickets. We need detectives and actual police. And you've been a cop. I'll see if you agree with that. Instead of just swarming us with, you speed twice in 3 years, with these, they're going to measure the distance you drive between reader and reader, and they're going to take your license, or you're going to pay them $3,000 a year. I mean, folks, this is total Big Brother. That's only one facet of these toll roads.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Folks, I know we've had loaded phones since the broadcast began today, and we're going to get to your calls coming up in about 10, 15 minutes or so. Any issue you want to bring up, it just ties back in to this total control grid. Our own government has already put it in 5 airports. They're not going to put it in bus stations. They're going to have mobile police trucks. David Stahl, would you walk into one of these scanners where they actually videotape your naked body through your clothes and it's a detailed image? They're saying here in America that, well, it's already begun, but we're all going to be forced through these. Does that sound like freedom to you?
No, it certainly doesn't.
What are you going to do if the cops pull you over and they got a truck and they say, Mr. Stahl, please step over here, walk through, and it does a 360 around you, and they have a digital record of your naked body?
Yeah, it's getting scary. They have moved beyond what we've historically had for criminal law to what they're moving to civil. They're using civil penalties so that they don't have to provide you with the same protections like double jeopardy, like right to be confronted by a witness.
But then they back it up with force, with that threat continuum, and then imply that it's criminal.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, if you don't comply with the civil penalties, then it's criminal. And it's just like the Driver Responsibility Act. They're gonna assess you a fee to keep your driver's license. If you don't pay it, you lose your driver's license, and then that's a criminal violation. And so
it's like vaccines. There's no law that you have to take them, but then the school under policy kicks you out, and then 3 days later, after 3 days, under the statute, sends the cops.
Yeah.
When they triggered the move forcing you into the criminal statute.
Yeah, and that's the government. Now we're going to expand that to private enterprise, to corporations that are authorized by the state to assess penalties.
That's what blew me away about the Driver Responsibility Act, is that even in the transportation board, they're going, well, you're going to give law enforcement power to this private vendor? And they go, yes. And they go, well, that's illegal. And they go, no, we have precedent. Precedent by other crime? So if somebody got away with murder, does that make murder legal?
Yeah. Yeah, and they're going to be doing that with the toll road authorities, the toll road collectors, the private companies, where they can suspend your driver's license, your vehicle registration for failure to pay a toll.
And again, it says in the bill that we narrowly beat this year, the minute you have had your license suspended, you are then an actual blip. And it says that they're going to put terminals in the cop cars. We've got 50 red blips. Go get them. I mean, this is like enemy of the state or something.
Yeah, they attempted to do that in the last legislature by putting an RFID tag inside a vehicle inspection sticker that was, if that law had passed, would have been effective in January of this year. Right now, you would have an inspection sticker with an RFID tag in it, and there would be private companies who would be authorized by the state to set up readers wherever they wanted to tag you for not having insurance. And that was the tip of the iceberg. Because once they start that program, then it's open to anything.
Well, like I said, I spent 3 hours just the other night. I've probably spent days total reading this. You go to the minutes of the big, they had a big meeting last year up in Chicago. That's where they have all the big trade shows. They were there and they said, like England, and it's in the article right here out of the Christian Science Monitor, that's what they're doing. Tickets from reader point to reader point. It's like Lockheed Martin in many cities, San Diego, one of them. They run the red light cameras. They assess the ticket civilly.
Right.
And then if you don't pay, then it's criminal.
Right. And with that, those civil penalties for like running the red lights, you're guilty until you prove you're innocent.
And then it was found to be unconstitutional and removed in San Diego, so then they just changed the vendor and then made it a police department operation with private contractors in the building. Man, where's it going to end, Mr. Stahl?
It's not going to end unless we stand up and stop it, because they're on a roll. And that's one reason I'm running for state senate, because we need to have some people stand up and say, this is not the way our government operates. It's not representing the people.
I tell you, you will be devastating for the people's interest. I mean, in a good way, you will devastate the globalist interest, because you've already been so successful at the state level, just advocating and lobbying for the people from a grassroots perspective. I mean, it'd be great to have you in the Senate.
I agree. I think that it raises my effectiveness, and we can do good things.
Can you then demand to see the secret agreements?
I think I can. And I can bring pressure from within the organization that those be publicly disclosed, as they should be.
Well, city managers really run cities, because they have someone who's been a cop, a city manager, a city councilman. That's what gives you the perspective. Because I've just been studying this intensely for years, and you know, I talk to you, and you're one of the few people that gets it and then knows even more. Because I try to tell people, look, it's going to do this, it's going to do that. And they're like, huh, what?
Yeah, all the structure's there for horrible abuses. And what we need to do is make sure that we have controls in place so that it's not abused. And right now, not only is it the ability to make this abuse of oppression power, but that's what they want to do. It's not even like it's an accident. it's the direction it's headed.
Well, we're going to break. We got a long segment coming up, and I want to specifically get into the private property issue. We covered the transponders and how they claim they own 10 miles on each side. I want to get into any other facets you want to cover, give out your websites, contact info, and then I want to start taking calls and getting people's perspective on things. And then later, I've got all the documents here. Boy, do I have them. I've got the Texas Department of Public Safety order adopting the rule for this driver responsibility program, and they say in here that it's illegal, but they're just going to do it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
We're going to go to Phil and Roman and Kim and John and Chris and others who have been holding like troopers here in just a few minutes. I want to give you the websites for David Stahl, who is in the studio with us right now. It's stallforsenate.org, stallforsenate.org. Stall the toll roads, folks. Stall the control grid. Stallforcongress.org, or you can go to corridorwatch.org. And let me tell you, I mean, I have spent hours on that website, and it all checks out with the information I've got, and I'll take info from that and go do just random searches on Google and find even more horrible things. And I want to go over the fraud. I mean, even if this was a great program, which it's not, the whole criminal way it's being implemented. But we're going to go back to David here in just a few minutes and then start going to your calls. My friends, the new year is here. It's now Friday the 13th, and we're 13 days into the new year, and we've got a lot of new specials. We kept some of the old specials from Christmas. We've gotten rid of some of them. But now I have added a lot of new specials, and I don't want to belabor all the different points and different discounts, but we've got huge discounts on DVD videos, films, huge discounts on books. We're carrying a lot of new books, a lot of new books on tape, new T-shirts, new bumper stickers, a lot of great materials there at InfoWars.com. And if you believe in what we're doing, if you believe in the fight that we're waging on 100 different fronts attacking our loss of liberty, the loss of freedoms that we're witnessing, then you need to go to the website. You need to get these videos. There's a lot of discounts there. You can watch clips of the films. You can read about the films. You can order them via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart at InfoWars.com. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now is the time, folks, to get these documentary films. Now is the time to get these videos. We're carrying so many new titles. My new film, The Order of Death, is out. And, you know, the footage I shot's been on international, national TV of Bohemian Grove. I'm sure you've heard about Skull and Bones. That's been on ABC News. Some of the other footage is out there. You got to see this to believe it. This is where George Bush and all your, quote, Christian conservative leaders go, where the New York Post admits they bus in, quote, top gay porn stars to, quote, service the moguls. And you need to see the video to believe it. I snuck in there in 2000. We had a new infiltrator go in there in 2005. We got footage inside the owl. We got footage of the altar. We've got footage from every different angle. We have got inside what they call the chalet, where they launched the Manhattan Project, the Star Wars Project, the Star Wars program, SDI. It's all in the new film, The Order of Death. It's a Germanic death cult that many of our leaders are members of. We even have their own annals. We have a lot of their new annals that they're widows and people. A lot of these guys die, and I've had a bunch of widows, and people send me books that are valued at like $800. They're so rare, they only print them for, you know, members. And I don't want to go too far off into that, but we have scans of that and, you know, all that stuff in the film, and they admit, we, you know, we do druidic rituals. German Chancellor says in his own autobiography that's public, Men in Powers, that he loves the rituals they do, and that he's a druid and worships the horn god, and real nice people that are running the planet. So you need to get this video, The Order of Death, and when you get it, you get the original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, that an adaptation, of course, aired on the Trio Network and Channel 4 over in England. You get that video on the same DVD. So two films, price of one, $24.95, InfoWars.com, or simply write to me again, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to prisonplanet.tv and get a 15-cent-a-day monthly membership or a yearly membership and get 3 months free. And you can see all those videos, my weekly TV reports, this report I'm doing on Mr. Stahl. It'll all be up there, as well as the local TV live reports that I do. Because I do two TV shows a week, one with our guests that's in studio a year as taped, and then the live show we do where we take your calls and cover the news. If you believe in us, support us. Become distributors. Upwards of 70-75% off for some of the items that distributors can carry. Our goal is to get the material and the information out to you. Toll-free number 1-888-253-3139. Thank you for holding during that last four-minute diatribe. I do want to also thank all of our affiliates out there and all of our great sponsors and everyone that is, because the show is really exploding right now, and a lot of that is because a lot of the things I talked about weren't really public until the last few years, and now it's really becoming public, and so in many respects the broadcast is becoming passe, which is a good thing. Now, at first you're a kook for saying the world is round, but a few years later you're a kook for saying it's flat. We're saying it's round. And it's the same thing, Gandhi said it. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. And we're now even getting past the attack you phase, back into trying to ignore us because we're so effective, because people are tired of the heavily packaged propaganda. They're looking for what's real. As Mr. Stahl said earlier, you can go research what we're covering and prove that it's real for yourself. Okay, that said, Mr. Stahl, During the break, we talked about how the government has gone criminal. It's gone rogue. So many elements of it are just, you were saying, just do whatever they want now. And that's in these Texas Department of Public Safety adoption rule debates, though they did approve it. And I read hundreds of pages of this the other night, and they go through it. And I'm going to talk about that and then the private property situation and then any other facets you want to get to and then take calls.
Great. Well,
you, exactly as you said, the legislature isn't even paying attention to what the Constitution says. They're passing laws that are contrary to the Constitution, and they're just counting on nobody paying attention, nobody objecting. The bills that created the Trans-Texas Corridor and the regional mobility authorities, for example, set up terms of 6 years for members. Constitution limits it to 2 years. That's not something that's difficult for someone to divine. They just don't care what the law is. They just put it out there, and unfortunately, the majority of the time, we just go along with it. And it's time to stand up and make some changes. Our property rights are really under attack with this corridor. It's going to consume 146 acres for every mile. That's over 1 million acres of land to do the entire 8,000-mile project that they've got on the books, a project which no one has approved, no one has looked at. Only the Transportation Commission has signed off on it and said this is it. And, you know, they actually leave it up to the concessionaire, to the private operator, to decide where they're going to build these roads. It's not based off where transportation need is at or where the state needs roads.
It's just like where the Queen of England 300 years ago would say, I give Lord Wimpole the entire lands of the Gibbleshire. Do with it as you wish in execution of the crown. And that's where in the name of the king comes from. I have the signet of the king. You shall follow it.
Exactly. And, you know, we had a Spanish flag over Texas once before, and it looks like it's coming back. That's exactly what's happening, and the company that is doing the first of several of these corridors is telling their investors that they have roads of gold here in Texas, and that they're going to be doing billions and billions of dollars worth of work. And you know, we're all going to pay for that. We're going to pay for it in ways that are countless, and we're going to pay for it with our land.
But think of the bonanza for all the people that are part of the King's Court who get to decide who gets to build shopping malls, who gets to, I mean, this, they're saying they'll decide where cities go, where towns go. And if you notice, the 8,000 miles they admit on these maps that you have on CorridorWatch.org and the government has even released, basically they'll just build little sections of road over already existing state highways, and then it's a toll, like the old classic toll of going through the corrupt western town they go to cross here, the corrupt sheriff, you got, you know, Well, how much is the toll? Well, what do you got? The daughter looks pretty good. You got any gold in there? I mean, you know, those are the old classic, real historical things that happen. So it's not even a classic, the more modern classic toll road of where you build a road and then pay for it with the toll money. No, it's just making a section of it toll just to pay to continue on through. I mean, this is piracy.
It absolutely is. And, you know, at first we thought it was a little over the top when it was suggested to us that they may charge a toll just to cross the toll road, not to use it, but just across it. And you know what? It turns out under the law that's perfectly legal, and it's very likely they'll do it because there's no economic incentive for the concessionaire to build any crossings at all. Why would he do that? He makes his money, people who are going down the toll road or using a train or using a utility. Well, you know, they can, in fact, charge a toll just to cross over the toll road. And it's going to divide the state into all these pieces. And you know, there's a lot of money to be made if people are going to be controlled that way. And, you know, freedom of movement is a freedom we take for granted. And that freedom's about to go away.
Well, they try to claim that travel is a, quote, privilege now, driving privileges. But I've looked at the Supreme Court rulings, and that is another color of law thing that they just started 80 years ago and that we just accepted, and it's actually not even true. It is commercial vehicles are under it, but we've just all adopted it. And so there's just, it's an incremental march. But now this isn't just something that our kids are going to feel or their grandkids. Here in Austin is one of their, inside the Texas system that's going nationwide, they said that 14 major roads were going to be under this, and most of them already existing. I mean, if they upgrade a bridge or add more shoulder, quote, that gets around the law of it can't be an existing road, and they're going to turn MOPAC, I-35, areas of 290, 183, William Cannon. Literally, where I live in southwest Austin, there will be four toll roads all around me. I try to go a mile or more in any direction. I'm in, like, the worst area. I'm going to be like a prisoner. literally in this control grid.
You will be a prisoner. You'll pay a toll. You'll have a toll tag on your vehicle or you can't drive on the road. You'll pay the toll or you'll lose your registration. You'll lose your driver's license to drive on any road in the state or anywhere else. And it is a multiple. It just keeps getting worse. You may not even be able to go on the road if you owe a toll that's past due. I mean, so you could be controlled to where you...
Well, that's what they're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They're saying that the minute that you haven't paid a fee or you don't have insurance or you haven't paid for your license or something, that you actually will be on a blip that these readers will show and the cops are going to come. I mean, it's going to be in fact, I have the article here. Britain plans total electronic surveillance of roads in trial runs. The high-tech system increased arrest per officer tenfold. Christian Science Monitor. This isn't... Corridor Watch, or, you know, and it's in France, it's in Spain, it's in Germany, it's in England, it's in Canada, it's here. This is worldwide in the Western world. Australia's doing it, and it's the same thing. In the inspection sticker, they've got the chip, and it says that if you speed from point to point, they give you a ticket. It says that also they don't even need those. They're debating using the license plate scanners. I'm sure
right.
You've seen that.
Yeah, I'll take a whole step worse than that. The federal government in their reauthorization bill just created additional grant money for states to study using GPS so that we not only know where you're traveling, I mean, we will know exactly where
that's
you are.
That's what Germany did. They made all commercial trucks take it last year.
Yeah. And they're talking about that for all vehicles. And they're already setting aside millions of dollars for pilot projects to do GPS tracking of vehicles so they can charge you for every mile you travel. Well, that's just charging you. They're also tracking you for any and every other purpose conceivable.
Let's talk about Mr. Stahl for State Senate. Let's talk about the particulars of the amounts of money, because they admit that it's going to cost an Austinite between $2,000 and $3,000 to drive in the city each year, average driving miles. Then they admit that if you drive, say, it's like a businessman, it could be $5,000 to $6,000, you know, heavy drivers, because that's out in the state. And so their numbers, we're looking at $5,000 to $3,000, $3,000 to $5,000. What are the numbers you're seeing?
Those are good numbers. And at the bottom end, you know, we're paying 38.4 cents a gallon in gasoline tax. That's federal tax at 18.4 and 20 cents in state tax. And Texas is one of the lowest on state tax. The tolls at the rate that they're proposing and the tolls that they have elsewhere in the state is the equivalent of almost $4 a gallon in tax. Now, the gasoline tax isn't going to go away. So you just stack all that on top and the cost of gasoline, the cost is going to be horrendous. And that's going to go to profit margin. I mean, that's not even just going back to the state where it's used to improve transportation, like the Harris County Toll Road Authority. They have an excess of $50 million a year in Harris County generated off of toll roads. And they set the tolls at the lowest rate that will keep the traffic where it's supposed to be. If that were a private concessionaire, it would be just the opposite. Those tolls would be set as high as the market would bear, and all of that profit would not go back into public transportation. It would go in someone's pocket.
And well, we know in England during peak times it is 65 pence, and that's pennies. A mile in peak times, it's about 15 pence during non-peak times. And London's already doing this off your license plate. They actually scan how far you drive from point. I mean, that's how sophisticated this is. They also have a pilot GPS where you, quote, get discounts if you accept the GPS. And so 65 pence, that is not roughly, that is a little over a dollar, because, you know, the pound's a little bit more than, you know, well, a little bit under double what a dollar is per pound. So this is all just right out there in the open. And you brought up something that spurred me to think. Remember about a year ago, it was in the Austin American Statesman, and I'm sure it was in the Houston Chronicle, I don't know if you saw it, but TxDOT was saying, we don't have any money. Gas tax revenues are projected to go down. Well, I went and looked at federal projections. We've gone from 15 million barrels a day to 22 million barrels a day in the last 8 years. So actual gas revenues, state and federal, are at the highest levels ever. They're actually projected total revenue to only increase well above the 5% inflation each year. But they're telling everybody that we're bankrupt, which they always do to get, and you're a city manager, you know how this works. And plus, don't do the essentials till later and tell people we got to have these. And it's just a huge scam. And then it got released by a TxDOT employee, and Bertram McCracken had it in the local newspaper, where TxDOT said, well, this is confidential. We actually have plenty of money. Well, I don't need their document to tell me they've got plenty of money. You just went over the numbers. We're using more fuel than ever. We're paying more tax than ever. I mean, it's a joke.
That's right. It absolutely is. And in the state of Texas, the Department of Transportation, they get to estimate what their revenues are. They say, well, we don't know what the revenues are going to be, and here's our estimate. And they chronically underestimate it to the tune of about $800 million a year. And when that money comes in, it's off the budget. See, they were spent all the money that was put in the budget. Now they have another $800,000 that's not. And so they get free rein with that money. It's incredible how they misrepresent it. And they do some word games, too. If they were to tear up a four-lane road and replace it with a six-lane road, you would think that that's 6 lanes of new construction. But you know, the way they calculate it, the 4 lanes that they put back that were there, that is called maintenance. And they call that a maintenance cost. So when they're building new highways, they're saying their maintenance costs are this amount, which is inflated. So they can say, we barely have enough money to maintain the roads we have. That money's not maintaining roads necessarily. That money's building brand new roads. So it's disingenuous. They're really scamming us.
Well, you talked about criminal activity in government. There are trillions missing from the Pentagon, and Rumsfeld gets asked about it. He just goes, I don't know. I'm not going to answer your question. Just trillions missing at the local level. Just 5 years ago, why does it seem like there's a mad pell-mell, you know, like the ship sinking, like cockroaches when you spray raid on them, start fornicating? I mean, why is government just going wild right now? Just never Bush has spent more money and put us in more debt than all presidents before him combined. Folks, I'm not a Democrat. I'm just giving you the numbers. I want to get that answer when we get back from him, and then we'll start going to calls, folks. And I know you've been patient. We'll get to you. We're going to have him with us in the next hour. And there's a lot of other stuff to bring up here. But I want that your a particular insight on that because I look at it, and it's wild. It's like it's a gold rush. It's like they're getting all they can now. And Katie, bar the door. Forget what happens in the future. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current herbal healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Mr. Stahl has agreed to stay with us the whole next hour. We're honored to have him here with us. And as usual, always have better discussions with the guests during the breaks than we even have on air. But, David, why has it, or do you agree with my statement, that things have accelerated exponentially?
Yeah, I do. And I think that now there's an opportunity for individuals to not just be captains of industry, but to become captains of government. To build an empire within the governmental structure and using tax dollars and arrangements with corporations to do that. And then they work seamlessly between the government and private industry.
And during the break, I said, what type of system, what name best describes that? And you said fascism.
Well, I think that if you were to look at the technical definition of fascism, when you intermix corporate operations with government, that's what you have.
And CorridorWatch.org, StallForSenate.org, links to them up on InfoWars.com. I'm going to move quick now. Thank you for holding for eons. Phil in Chicago, as they say it. Welcome, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Yes, I originally called in, but I think it'd be off topic.
You bring up whatever you want, sir. Go ahead.
Well, on this GMO food, everybody's got to realize when they're burying the seeds of all these plants, this is no good.
Governments are getting together with private groups and creating secret seed vaults and public seed vaults because they're so worried about the genetic engineering, which is already changing the entire genetic structure of the biosphere, the interlocking species. And I'm not even one of these land-grabbing environmentalists. I mean, this is a real crisis. And see, that's another just indicator of how even there they admit it's incredibly dangerous, but they're just doing all of this. It just goes back to the just wild, mad scientist behavior.
And I don't even want to go off into, like, unprovable conspiracy, but the fact is, there have been groups that for the longest time have wanted to destroy all creation and restart. And there would be no better way to do it than to make food completely inedible, doing us all to starve.
Well, I know Monsanto, and thanks for the call, 5 years ago, and this was even quoted in National Geographic, said, yes, we're taking over the entire food chain. Our genetics then, take over other subspecies of the same plant, and then we go sue and say we own it when we contaminated you. And they even say this at public board meetings. So a great point there. Let's talk to Roman in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, hello, gentlemen. Alex, I was wondering what you thought of these concealed carry handgun permits that states issue. I was wondering if you thought that, in general, that's a positive step in the right direction for the
Well, I mean, that's a complex question. I know you guys have been holding in before the guest got here, and the other callers have been called in on topic, but that's fine because it's an important issue. We can get his take on it because it's a state issue here in Texas as well. States that adopt them after about 5 years on average see an average of 20% violent crime reduction and home invasion reduction. In some areas it's even higher, but the average is around, it's 22% to be precise, the national average of the states that have adopted it. But I am up front against it. I believe in Vermont concealed carry, where they just point to the federal Second Amendment and their own right to keep and bear arms and their own state statutes, because criminals aren't going to follow laws to begin with. So I believe if somebody isn't a felon, and some people are felons now, I can hardly agree with that. That people should be able to carry with a Vermont style concealed carry. It hasn't hurt them in Vermont. Comments on that in the last 30 seconds of this hour, David?
Yeah, I agree with the right to carry guns, and I think California had it right in the 60s. They allowed you to carry a gun as long as it's in plain view. I think that was the best way to do it. You got a gun, pack it, show it, and everybody knows it's there, law enforcement included.
All right, there you have it, and I appreciate your call, Roman, and holding. Again, I mean, overall, it turns a right into a privilege to go jump through a bunch of hoops and get a permit. So I just think we need a Vermont-style law nationwide. It's called the Second Amendment. I think it's a good idea.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.